And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Strategic Insights Radio. I am Mike Salmon, and I am joined, as usual, by the CEO of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp., Jennifer Roos. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Glad to have you. Well, it's time for the weekly show, and typically you're interviewing business leaders and so forth, but today we want to talk to you once again. We've got some things that we'd like to talk about as far as workplace giving and employee engagement and giving back to the community. And we've talked about this before on the air. This is something that is huge for Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Why is this a major part of what you do almost every day?
Well, a couple different reasons. The first and foremost reason is that I believe in giving back to the community. I believe that it's not just a good thing, and you don't need to use it just for publicity purposes, right, for your business, but it is something that makes you feel good, and it's something that's worthwhile for both the community. It helps them grow. It will help you grow in the long run, too. But there are a lot of reasons why a company should do that as well. Recently, in a survey, there was a piece that said that 82% of companies grow when they do giving. When they give back to the community. And there's a number of reasons for that.
So the more you give, the more you grow.
Exactly, actually. Because the more you give, it actually provides an opportunity for community outreach. And that community outreach takes your employees and yourself out of your office and brings you out to the community for people to actually meet you. And people do business with people they trust and people they know.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you're out there, the more you're visible, even in that community space, the more people want to actually work with you. And you are doing something good, making you feel good.
Right.
Which actually directly affects the employee participation within your organization. So it's kind of a twofold, right? You're giving an opportunity for your employees to feel like they're doing something good.
Right.
And also, you are helping your business.
You actually have talked about this before. You require Sterling Rose employees to participate, to do whatever their passion may be. You don't typically select the organization or the nonprofit that they support or what they do in the community, but you want them to do something. And a lot of times you give them the freedom to pick what they're passionate about.
Actually, all the time. I don't feel that you should be required, right, to do something that I believe in, right? Because it's just going to make you miserable. Let's face it.
Right.
So you take an employee and you say, well, I chose this charity because this is what I believe in. And they actually totally disagree with it. And yet you are forcing them to go and do something that they're truly against.
Right.
Or that they just don't have any belief behind for whatever reason. That's not a good way to give back. It's not a good way to keep your employee engaged. And in my case, that's why I turned around and I said to my employees, okay, you tell me what you're interested in. What are you passionate about? What makes you want to get up in the morning and go help? So I opened it up to them to tell me, and I'll support them on whatever that is.
If memory serves me correct, too, you have it pretty structured where you say this number of hours and so forth, don't you? It's not really haphazard. Like, go support something, whatever. I mean, you kind of have, I don't want to say it's maybe structured as much, but maybe you give them some parameters. I would like you to do this per month.
Yes, in a way. Yes and no. How about that?
Okay.
I don't necessarily limit the hours. I do limit the amount of money that we're able to actually sponsor different things because we are still a small business and there are only so much we can do.
Right. You're not a limitless well.
Exactly. But with that said, it doesn't necessarily limit their hours that they spend doing it. Because some people, like I have one employee who actually is part of three different charities, including Rotary. So on Rotary, he's there every single week. Plus he does two times a month. He actually is at different board meetings for the Rotary and he on the weekends does different events for them. But then he also donates his time to a children's cancer ward where he mentors kids with cancer. And he does that. He doesn't limit his time. So he only limits how much during the week he can do. So he only does about 2 to 4 hours during the week. But on the weekends, if he has a kid that's a troubled kid, he'll actually spend 8-9 hours or more on his own time doing it because mm-hmm. that's what he's passionate about doing. And again, we support him during the week to do it. On the weekends and any other time, I can't really, you know, that's on them is really right. The reality. But I have people who are, you know, church related, right? They'll skip events that I have scheduled because they have events at the church that they're related to doing. Or they coach baseball. So We give them the time to leave early to go and coach their kids at baseball. You know, and we, you know, put our logo on their shirts and support their team and
yes.
even go out and watch them sometimes.
Nice.
So it depends on what everybody's really interested in and what they're really big on. Some it's, we have people who are interested in, and they donate their time to, you know, different school programs, training and leadership and mentor programs,
mm-hmm.
Church related programs, as I said, food banks. They have, in my case, a lot of arts programs that I do, and I do a lot of children's services programs, media programs for kids. Also, we're now talking about working with a financial program, a not-for-profit, just added to a board for financial services to help kids and their parents understand how to keep these kids out of debt
right.
going through school. So programs like that, also orphanages
right.
and adoption programs.
We could spend a whole show just listing all the nonprofits. We're talking with the CEO of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp, Jennifer Roos, here on Strategic Insights Radio, talking about workplace giving and employee engagement. There has to be a balance, though. I mean, I know you're encouraging your employees and all people that run companies should encourage their employees to do exactly what you're saying, but there has to be that balance where they don't do too much and it's taken away from the job they have to do for your company.
Correct. But here's an interesting thing, right? Project ROI did a study, and they said a well-designed corporate social responsibility program can actually increase employee engagement up to 7.5%, increase employee productivity by 13%, reduce employee turnover by 50%,
wow.
and increase revenue by as much as 20%. Now, just the fact that it can reduce employee turnover by 50%. You know how expensive employee turnover is?
Right.
That actually is the largest cost, one of the largest costs for any business, is that retention program for the employees, because it costs a fortune. There's 140% to bring in a new employee.
Right.
So the fact that it'll reduce it by 50%, that's huge, and increase your revenues by 20%.
Right. And we've always heard the old adage, a happy employee is a productive employee.
Correct. And it's actually quite interesting. I mean, as I said, it's not just about getting out there and talking about what your business can do for you, but it's also making your employee feel good, making you feel good. You're doing something for the community,
right?
Right? You're not just taking from the community.
Right.
You're actually giving back.
Question I have is, as a business, do you want to publicize all the nonprofit support that you're giving, all the charitable stuff you're giving? You hear this a lot of times with celebrities or athletes. They're giving back to the community. They're visiting hospitals. They don't, but they do it behind the scenes, because it can kind of backfire on mm-hmm. you, where it looks like, okay, you're just doing it for the wrong reasons. You just want the PR and the publicity. How do you balance that? Do you think it's good for a company not to promote that? Or if a company really is giving back, should they promote that on their website when they're out in the community? Where's the balance there where it doesn't become detrimental to the company?
I think on their website, yeah, they should promote the fact that they're doing it. And on a partner page or a give back page is something that, you know, because they're at the end of the day, they're also helping you raise money for these different groups, right? So you actually are promoting them. Now, on the other hand, I don't think it's a good idea for a business to turn around and write a press release for every
right.
event.
Like you're beating your chest. Look at me.
Look at me, because I'm doing this.
Yes.
You need to work with
We're
me now.
We're great people.
No, it shouldn't be about that. Yes, you should be building your reputation for goodwill. Don't get me wrong. You want to say that you're part of these different programs. You want to support these programs. You want to have information about them so other people can support these great programs. You do not want to sit there and tout the fact that, yes, this is me. I do all this stuff, and this is what you should be working with me because I do all this stuff. Hey, I'll be really honest. About 90% of what my company does, nobody has a clue. And it's fine that way. We're not doing it for that reason. Yes, at the end of the day, people do notice. And the community does notice, because you are doing it. You're there. You're physically there. You're providing that capability. You're not just throwing money at a thing. And remember, it's not just about throwing money, right? Supporting a cause, I'm not talking about writing a blank check or a check to 20 or 30 or 40 different programs and putting your logo out there and calling it a day. I'm actually saying, send your employees, send yourself. Go out there and actually be engaged. If you're at a food bank, give out the food. Go to the program. Meet the people. Meet the kids at an orphanage. be the baseball coach, be the umpire, go to the soccer field, actually be engaged. It's not just about putting your name on something.
And you shouldn't have to twist somebody's arm to do that. No. You would think they would want to.
And you'd be surprised. I mean, some people really don't like doing that kind of stuff.
Well, you're a business, you know, Sterling Rose Consulting Corp is a business consulting company among all the things that you do to help businesses. Do you have that challenge sometimes with that business owner that's, listen, I'm scared. I've got to, you know, they're just starting their business. I don't want to spend time doing that right now. I just don't feel like, I feel like I've got so much else going on. I want to get my business up and running. I don't feel like I have the time right now to give back.
Here's where that kind of is, that in itself can backfire, right? That's when you get sucked into the idea that you have to run your business and work in your business rather than actually operate your business, right? And here's the thing. When a business actually helps others within their community, the community does reciprocate. It offers their support, right? It's mutually beneficial relationships there. You are participating in community-based events. So here's an opportunity for you to meet people you wouldn't otherwise get an opportunity to meet. Usually prominent local organizations, people who have money who could probably pay for your services.
Right.
Right. Potential new customers, potential new vendors.
You're going outside your normal circle.
Yeah. And your brand actually will build a reputation, and you're not paying, $50,000 to get that brand out there. Yeah, that full marketing program. There is an opportunity for you to get visibility and show goodwill.
Right.
And interestingly, there was actually a thing that recently, this study that they're correlating, that more than 85% of millennials correlate their purchasing power to the responsible efforts a company is making. So literally will not work with a company unless they give back. And that's the up and coming, you know, who we're supposed to be selling to for the future.
Right.
Right. And so it's really kind of interesting that they won't even actually work with you unless you give back.
You've talked about studies. You've given a lot of different numbers that back up everything you say. You're not just talking the talk, you're walking the walk. I mean, the success Sterling Rose Consulting Corp has had for what, 4.5 years now or so?
No, we'll only be 4 years old in February.
Okay, 4 years old. You've been walking this walk, and you guys are growing by leaps and bounds.
I didn't do it for that purpose. I did it because the whole premise behind my company is to give back. Sterling Rose Consulting, we create business plans and help companies and people realize their potential and how to operate and build a business and how to grow it and keep it. So it was always about giving back to, in my side, it was giving back to entrepreneurs,
right,
people who have a dream. So it made it kind of fun. But then I've always believed in giving back. And since I was a kid, we've done different things. Mm-hmm. And that's how I was brought up. And my parents were always big on that. So it was something that I brought to the table.
Something that's ingrained inside you.
It is. I dislike the fact that people are always like, okay, you continue to grow, you continue to make money, so you should, you know, live a different kind of a life. Sure, we all do. We all progress. We all change in some way, right? I definitely am not, I come from a very different background than what I currently live. There's no question about that. I didn't forget where I came from. Everyone needs help at some point.
Right.
I'm at a position where I can help people. So you should never forget where you came from, because you could end up back there someday really easily.
Yes. I've always said, be nice to the people that you pass on the way up, because they're the same people you're going to pass on the way down. And sometimes life is peaks and valleys.
It always is. And you can't be mean. You can't be rude to people. People are doing the things that to get to wherever they need to be.
Right.
At that time.
And everybody has a purpose, and there's a need, whether it's just somebody that's, you know, the janitor that comes in at night to clean up. I mean, that's an essential part. You got to have that.
So you
don't want to throw away anybody. You talk about the success with Sterling Rose by the more you've given back, the more you've received. And and you know Business Radio X about as good as anybody with your partnership with us and, our partnership with Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. And our essence is really just to give back, to give a voice to the businesses that serve our community. And there's never a charge for that. So we feel like every single day, in a way, we are giving back. And by virtue of that, we have met so many wonderful people and we've grown our business and I have seen it. So I can also walk the walk alongside with you that the more we have given back, the more we have given, the more we have received and business continues to do very well.
Well, you also give back to the chambers and you give back to, I've seen you in the rain at festivals for yeah. that were to benefit different kinds of programs.
I'll be emceeing the chamber event next Wednesday, the yeah. multi-chamber luau. I'll be doing door prizes, I guess, tonight at the business after hours. They always ask me to do that. So, and we're happy to do that because it just seems like it's strange. But when it finally hit me, you know, that aha moment, it clicked in my brain that let me try this. It really has worked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you actually were at the, I guess it was for Rainbow Village or Avenue, one of those programs for in the Duluth Town Green. You right. had a live show there. So you were benefiting different kinds of programs as well for those things, donating your time and your staff's time to right. actually promote those.
Yep. So we've walked arm in arm. So we know, you know, what you say, we know you're not just reading numbers. We know that it works.
And it was, and I may be reading numbers in the show, but the reality is I didn't do it for the numbers, right? As I said, I grew up this way. I was taught that everybody is equal and that everybody, you need to help. And absolutely. It feels good to help.
It does. It does. I mean, this has been the most rewarding thing I've ever done. And I've done a lot of things.
Haven't we both?
Yes. But this is the one, and I'd hate to use the word job, maybe a passion is a better word right now, that has done the most giving back to the community.
Entrepreneurship is kind of funny, right? It's not a job. It is a lifestyle.
Yeah. Which would explain why you and I were probably emailing, what, about midnight last night?
Pretty much. I think it was. Yes. Right? It was like 12:30 or something.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's something you truly commit to.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny because your business becomes that baby, right? You launch it, you give birth to it, you grow it, you watch it grow, you watch it fall sometimes and you pick it up and you hope it does well.
Right. Exactly. And you like to see the people that are working for you mm-hmm. do well as well.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking with Jennifer Roos, the CEO of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp, talking about workplace giving and employee engagement. Any final parting words as we wrap things up here?
Yeah. I mean, one of the biggest things that you have to remember about giving back is that any philanthropic type opportunity or initiative that your company does, it actually helps your employees feel good about themselves and proud about where they work. So keep that in mind. It's not all about the publicity of it and the reputation that your brand actually gets, but it makes you proud and it also makes your employees proud to be a part of something.
Let our listeners know how they can reach out to you if they want to find out more about workplace giving and employee engagement, but also more about Sterling Rose Consulting Corp and the services you offer.
Definitely. You can actually reach me directly at 470-202-8659. Again, that's 470-202-8659. You can also take a look at our website at sterlingroseconsultingcorp.com. And if you want to know anything about the programs that we're a part of or any of the great programs, because there are a ton of great programs out there, both locally in Gwinnett County, also in the state of Georgia, and for that matter, in the entire U.S. and internationally. There are ways to actually get a list of those programs, and we're very happy to reach out and help you make those introductions to the different programs for you, too.
All right. I want to remind our listeners as well that you can listen to Strategic Insights Radio every Thursday at 11:30 Eastern Time here on GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. She's Jennifer. I'm Mike. This has been Strategic Insights Radio on Business Radio X.